thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, guys, thanks very much. Zach, why the problems moving the football today, as best you can tell?
Yeah, a lot of issues. Just, you know, we couldn't get things going. Didn't run the ball great, couldn't pass the ball great. You know, I got to find a way in those conditions to be able to make those throws, you know. We got to find a way as an offense. We'll go watch the film and see what we can do better.
Was the wind as big a factor as it seemed it might have been for a quarterback today?
It was at times, right? I mean, the crosswinds, I felt like, you know, it was times where when it's blowing one way, one sideline's way better to throw to than the other, you know, and that was the issue. But you kind of got to cut through it. You got to find a way to just still make those throws and let it rip. And, you know, I had some that got away from me there.
Final question, just moving forward for this offense. Is this an X's and O's execution thing? Is this a confidence thing? I mean, what has to happen for this offense to flip the switch to get back to being productive?
Yeah, I think it's everything. We got to find a way as an offense. We got to go back in and watch the tape and see where we can improve.
Okay, thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, that's Zach Wilson, guys. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Zach, why wasn't it working for the offense out there today?
I just think all around, we're executing. Weren't able to move the chains. You know, they're doing a good job making it hard on us to get easy ones in the pass game. Couldn't establish the run game very well. And then obviously I had some, you know, I want back. Got to find a way in these conditions.
What happened on that last pass that you had on that third down to Carter? Like, what was the process there, I guess?
Which one? The one I tried to throw to Mims?
Or which the one that you threw at that very end of the game before you guys
caught it? Third and one. You threw Michael at the Carter or the sideline.
Oh, right. I mean, we called a play for a guy in the boundary. They gave us a coverage where I couldn't work it, so I just... The play that we called was I was trying to get the ball to Conk. Pretty much they double teamed him. I can like look at it that way. So I just tried to go across the board and just tried to find an outlet to somebody to make a play there.
When your defense is playing as well as it is, how frustrating was it to not be able to get anything going?
Yeah, it's super frustrating. You know, it was a frustrating day, of course. You know, I felt like I had some balls that got away from me. But you know, we got to find a way as an offense. We got to do some digging, watch the film, and see what we can do better.
Aside from the first time you played New England, aside from the turnovers, you were able to move the ball up and down the field, you know, offensively. Why today was this? Did they dramatically change what they did from the first game to the second?
No, it was the same. I mean, I think you got to put into account it's windy as hell out there too, guys. You know, you know, there's times where you can't just completely try and take these shots down the field. I mean, you can see how much it's moving out there. So, you know, we were trying to establish a run game. You know, same with what the Patriots were trying to do as well. You know, they're not out there chucking, you know, 30, 40 yard throws down the field either. You know, but we got to find a way. I got to find a way to make the easy ones on the sideline and try and let my guys get on the outside and run. You know, but really it just comes down to execution.
How tough will it be to shake this one off, Zach, just losing like that in the last seconds?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it sucks to lose that way, but we're going to move on from it and learn from it.
Zach, you guys put so much onto you guys talked a lot about this game and wanting to play it and so forth. What does that do to your momentum? What does that do to anybody's confidence when things go the way they did today?
Yeah, nothing. I mean, we've won some big games. We've lost some games, obviously, that we want back. So we're going to move on, learn from this one, and we got Chicago next week.
It looked like CBS cameras caught Garrett and Denzel a little upset after a couple of the missed passes. Did they say anything to you, or have you talked to him on the sideline after that, or is it the heat of the moment?
No, I mean, we're all close. We're all talking and communicating. I mean, there's stuff that, you know, I want them to do different. I get frustrated as well. And then there's stuff that, you know, I miss a throw high there, and they're frustrated as well. So, I mean, it goes both ways. This isn't anyone pointing fingers here. This is everybody, you know, taking accountability here, and everyone's trying to get better.
Zach, it seemed like you were able to do some things with your legs early in the game.
Right.
How come that didn't continue throughout the game?
Yeah, they got a little bit of a pass rush in the second half, and then they started spying a little bit and had someone on the back end. So, you know, was just trying to get some completions.
Was the pass rush particularly, did that you guys get rattled by it, given as many times they got into the backfield?
I don't think necessarily. You know, kind of just taking it one play at a time. You know, we'll go watch the film and see.
Is this game harder to move past because of, you know, how much, I mean, first place was on the line? It's the Patriots, you know, wanting to rent revenge after last year and earlier this year. I mean, does this one sting more that you lost in the way you lost it?
Yeah, I mean, it sucks to lose always, but, you know, we got a lot of season left, so we're going to move on and try and get better.
Thanks, everyone. As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.